Our reading is taken from the 39th verse up to verse 55 of the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke. We are reading from the NRSV English Translation Updated Edition. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowly state of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Indeed, his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and he sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his child Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his descendants forever." In these human words, God's word is heard.
Thanks be to God.
Again, good afternoon to everyone. Today is the third week of our Advent series, titled Crying Out to God. So our first week was about crying out to God in our suffering, where we discussed why our tears can also be a form of worship. Something that's different sa nakasanayan natin, where worship is supposed to be happy at celebratory. Last week naman, we talked about crying out to God in shame, where we became upfront to the shame that we queer people experiences. Shame rooted in factors that are beyond our control, pero napakalaki ng epekto sa atin. And today, paparating na tayo sa exciting part. Excited na ba kayo? Ayun. So sorry, papaalam lang ako. Pwede ba akong maging evangelical for a bit? So, pakisabi sa katabi mo, paparating na tayo sa exciting part. Dali. Ayan. Love it. Na-miss nyo ba? Na-miss nyo? Hindi. Ay, okay. Sorry sa mga Katolikong hindi makarelate. Yeah. So our reading for today is about the Song of Mary, which for Catholics is popularly known as the Magnificat, a hymn that Mary sang after niyang bumisita sa kanyang pinsan na si Elizabeth, who was pregnant. While in this story, si Mary ang main character, we also have Elizabeth, who was celebrating because God has liberated her from being barren. Na nakikita yun ng society as a form of curse or a punishment from God, similar kay Hannah na pinag-usapan natin last week. We see here two women who were totally different yet shared the same struggle. For Elizabeth, being part of the elite as a wife of the priest wouldn't suffice for her to be honorable sa isang society na nakikita lamang sila bilang mga baby makers. Si Mary naman, isang nobody. Hindi siya galing sa isang prominenteng pamilya na katulad ni Elizabeth. She didn't even live in a fancy address. Hindi BGC, hindi rin Wilshire Annapolis. Sa sobrang insignificant ng kanyang hometown na Nazareth, in the first chapter of the Gospel of John, one of the disciples even exclaimed, "Does anything good come out of Nazareth?" In the midst of these differences, these two women shared the same struggle. Ang maging isang babae sa panahon at lipunan nila. Women were seen as a second-class citizen, And even a property. Yes, nasa Bible yan. For Mary, it also didn't help that she wasn't married yet when she got pregnant. Isang malaking iskandalo that will surely have her criminalized. Yet, because of their struggles, Elizabeth saw past beyond those systemic prejudices towards Mary. Elizabeth was also astonished. Sabi nga niya, "But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Elizabeth clearly saw how privileged she was to be a recipient of the prophetic proclamation of how God's power and favor rest upon those people that seems to be insignificant sa mata ng ating lipunan. Sobrang saya ni Elizabeth that in fact, pati yung baby sa tiyan niya ay napalundag sa tuwa nung narinig nila si kumaring Mary sa pinto. Very similar ang situation with all the characters that we've talked about for the past weeks. All of them were just ordinary people. Mga taong we could definitely relate to. Mga taong walang rights, mga oppressed, and also suffering from shame dahil sa expectation ng ating society. Kaya na lang when they received the good news, they celebrated. Agad-agad lumuwas si Mary papunta kila Elizabeth to share the joy from the news that they both received. We are now in the period of Advent where hope is getting real. We have now received the news of the coming of Jesus. Naiiyak na natin lahat ng ating sakit at pigati as an individual and as a community. Mary and Elizabeth's initial reaction was to immediately share the joy that they experience with the people that matters to them. After they both individually experienced the roller coaster of emotions upon receiving the news from the angel Gabriel. What are those joys in your life that need celebrating? Minsan, nahihirapan tayong mag-isip and it's hard for us to see the things worth celebrating. It doesn't necessarily have to be grand. It can be simple as having hopes of a better future. Remember that the object of Mary's celebration hasn't been fulfilled yet. A hope that is even dangerous for her. Or should we say illegal? Dahil nga hindi pa siya married yet. We can celebrate the fact that we have hope. Some of us feel it. Some of us are hopeful this Advent. Lalo na't malapit na ang bagong taon. Hope na magka-jowa, bago ang cut-off this 31.
Huwag na magpa-pressure.
Huwag kayong magpa-pressure.
Maging happy single.
True. Yes. Like me. Oh, diba? Charis lang. Ayan. Ayan. Hope for a new life. Diba? Mga New Year's resolutions, mga New Year, New Me na drama nyo. Those alone are reasons for us to celebrate. Hope, as it fuels us and makes life bearable, is a gift from God. And also, while we acknowledge that our individual successes and joys are a gift from God and something that is ought to be shared, the challenge for us Christians is, like Mary, how can we respond to God's blessing in a way that is true to our calling? Like Hannah, Mary and Elizabeth, while celebrating God's favor sa buhay nila, of course, they are happy and they're supposed to. They deserve it. They deserve to celebrate. We owe it to ourselves to celebrate and savor God's grace in our lives. We just have to remember that God's grace doesn't end with ourselves and shouldn't be contained to us. Hannah, Elizabeth, and Mary saw their blessings, or pregnancy to be specific, as God channeling grace through them, through their children. That eventually, their children will be a blessing to the Jewish nation. And later on, to us queer people gathered here, liberated by the love of Jesus. It is a testament to God's favor towards what our society sees as the least. And Mary acknowledges that in the Magnificat. God's favor rests sa mga taong tulad natin that seem to be powerless to enact change in our world. A group of humble people, although naka-aircon tayo, walang-wala tayo kumpara sa mga churches na makakapangyarihan. Nagrerenta nga lang tayo dito because of the people's generosity, di ba? Na hindi rin always sure, walang certainty. Pag hindi na ulit nag-pledge ang mga members, for whatever reason, or no reason at all, yung mga okay naman ako eh, na hindi ko na kailangan MCC, yung mga ganun. E di, ayun, ligwak ang acting aircon chapel. Balik tayo sa ilalim ng puno. But to reiterate, I believe God's favor rests sa tulad natin na nasa Song of Mary, the outcast and the lowly. The Song of Mary is an affirmation of God taking the side of the poor and the oppressed. And that is good news. God affirms us and promises to lift us up. But the Song of Mary is also a challenge to us on how we can turn God's grace and hope in our lives to be a channel of blessing in the world that we're in. God's blessing of liberation in our lives can be a seed of hope and transformation in the lives of our queer siblings and even straight Christians. Amen ba, mga straight dyan? At mga nagpipiling straight? Nagpipiling straight.
Straight passing.
Or kahit queer passing. But, ayan. This is a prophetic witness in the society we're living in. A society built on the tears of injustices. This hope is for each one of us. And as a church community, God's favor rests in MCC. Agree ba kayo dyan? Parang hindi. Parang ang lulungkot nyo. God's favor rests in MCC. Amen. Kahit hindi halata, dahil sa katsakahan at sa dark ages. No? Favor is with us as long as we cooperate with God, which I think we are doing our best. Lalo na sa mga naka-attend ng congregational meeting kanina, nakita nyo naman yung mga nangyayari. Yan. Poor MCC but full of grace. Yeah. Santa Mesa, napupuno ka ng grasya. And as our year is closing, can we remind all of us how far we've gone? In the past few weeks, we've talked about how our church was built on our tears as queer people, exiled from our faith home, that like our ancestors in the faith, they needed to start from nothing and rebuild their homes and live in a foreign land. That was a story, right? As mga taong galing sa iba-ibang simbahan. Although hindi ko na-witness personally, we've come to a point na tatlo na lang ang uma-attend. Paki-fact check nga. Tama ba yon? 3 or 5? Oh, basta mga ganon, 3 to 5 na lang ang uma-attend. And for sure, iniisip nila kung future pa ba ang MCC? Or naisip ba nila na it will come to a point na ganitong levels na tayo? Naisip nyo ba, Pastor? Hindi. Okay. So, di ako nag-a-assume. While we are celebrating hope, let's also not forget that we've cried many tears before we got to this position. Like Hannah, dumaan tayo sa proseso ng pag-grieve at pakikipagbuno sa Diyos. And for some, maybe even questioning God. And that's totally fine. May we not forget that our hope was also rooted in our helplessness and cries before God. May we also be inspired by the courage and fighting spirit of those who went before us. The reason why we are here being blessed by a safe space, such as our church, with all of its imperfection and flaws. And yet, here we are, with the things that have happened to our community in the past years, there is no denying that it was God's way of announcing to us the same hope that God has announced through the angel Gabriel to Mary. That in Mary's humble stature in life, she will be used as an example that God can use the lowliest of the low to show God's love to everyone. We are all like Hannah, Elizabeth, and Mary, mga taong in the eyes of the world are powerless, oppressed, and even have no rights. But God's favor rests upon us. We are saved, we have been delivered, and when the time comes that we have savored God's grace, like Mary, we should now share that blessing to others, especially to our queer siblings and also our straight siblings. Advent is about hope. And as a church, can I just remind all of us that hope is with us right now. That hope is in the changes that we have witnessed. The growth, the systems in place, the aircon maybe. And most important of all, the stories of healing and liberation na ating nawi-witness. In fact, some of them are seated in this room right now. Can we celebrate that?
Yes. Okay.
So trigger warning, magiging evangelical ako. Can we give God a round of applause? Yan. Praise the Lord. Okay. Power, power. God is great. Hallelujah. Namiss naman nila. Oh, gusto nila. Ayan. And also, pakitapik din lahat ng kilala mong volunteers dito. Ayan. Ayan ang hope. Ayan. Sabihin mo, you are our hope. Ayan, mga volunteers. Ayan. Kahit hindi mo kang hope, ang charot lang. Kasi minsan, it's hard to notice those things that are worth celebrating. Because it happens gradually. It doesn't come like a Beyoncé entrance na may fireworks at marching band. Pero mukhang malapit na kasi may drum set na tayo na hindi pa bayad. Kaya enjoyin nyo na bago marimata. Joke lang. Babayaran yan ni Lord. Do you believe in that? Amen? Amen? Okay. Let's claim it. That has been paid by the blood of Jesus. Bet niyo. For some, this challenge to be an embodiment of that hope might be overwhelming. Especially sa mga umaten kanina sa congregational meeting. We might feel sometimes that we are not qualified or as practicing Christians, may doubt tayo whether tinawag ba tayo ng Lord? Dahil parang ang weird lang na wala naman tayong masyado nakikitang mga queer Christians who was able to live as queer and called at the same time. Parang may contradiction nga sa mga terms eh. Queer na may calling, paano yon? Parang imposible. And it also doesn't help na sa ating mga previous churches, we don't get to see openly out queer people in positions of authority. As an evangelical, we always say before that God doesn't call the qualified. Anong next? Slakol, ang gagaling mo. Na-miss nila. Yan. But God qualifies the call. We might feel that we're not up to the task, that this hope hasn't been done or been fulfilled before. Can I remind you that you are favored, that God calls you to do the unimaginable, just like the nature of Mary's pregnancy. God calls all of us to be the voice that calls in the wilderness, a voice that breathes safe spaces to life so that future generations of queer children will live in a world filled with love and even a place where straight people will be relieved from the pressures of our patriarchal societies. For as long as oppression and injustices exist, the church mission does not end. It does not end until we bring God's kingdom here on earth, as it is in heaven. God will definitely lift the humble, and rulers will see where the power of God actually resides. It's in the places that they least expect. Places and people that our society despises, that are recipients of prejudice. People and places that are mocked while being exploited at the same time to maintain the same system that benefits the privileged at the expense of the oppressed. People like Mary, whom the society sees as insignificant and even scandalous. I'm sorry to break it to all of you, but this is where God's power is made manifest. It's through you, a queer Christian, or even a suwail na straight Christian, frowned upon by today's religious powers, that God's voice is going to be heard through your life and message that denounces acts or systems that breaks the heart of God. As I close, God has already sent us the message of hope. And like Mary, our task doesn't end upon receiving that hope. Mary was given the responsibility to raise that hope from its infancy until he is ready to proclaim the good news of healing and liberation. So let us carry this hope with us, no matter how small it is or how uncertain our situation looks now. And as one chosen family, we will parent this hope until God's promise, like the promise to Abraham and his descendants, are fulfilled, to multiply it as the stars of the heaven. And as long as there are tears falling from the eyes of our queer children, we won't stop clinging to this hope that God has given us. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
To God be the glory. Ay, namiss. Can I call on the music team for that?
Parang